Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text for this morning's message is from the epistle lesson, Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, where the author writes, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God." This is our text. Dear friends in Christ, I was very saddened a few years ago to hear that Cardinals great Lou Brock had passed away. Lou Brock was a personal hero of mine. He was in his prime when I was in high school, and he always made games fun and exciting with his hitting ability and his ability to steal bases. We went to a lot of games at Busch Stadium and would sit in the bleachers, and my friends and I would do things like this. You know what that means? I think Lou Brock is going to steal two bases. I think he's going to steal three. He stole a lot of bases. More than that, Lou Brock sent his kids to Lutheran South in St. Louis. I didn't go to Lutheran South, but I had friends who went to Lutheran South, and they would talk about Lou Brock's kids. Even better, Lou Brock was a preacher. He preached a lot at the end of his life. In my book, Lou Brock was someone we can all admire and emulate. He was a hero who made baseball fun and taught us the importance of good character. It may surprise you to hear that our text today talks about heroes, not sports heroes, but heroes of the faith. The author of our text writes in Hebrews 12, verses 1 and 2, "Since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame." We in the church are surrounded by a huge group of believers whose lives and faith teach us what it means to be a Christian. Their words and witness show us that we should be faithful to Jesus. This is the great cloud of witnesses that our text talks about. The image presented here is that these witnesses are like a cloud that surrounds us. It envelops us. They come around us, and they urge us, they encourage us, they cheer us on to follow Jesus. These witnesses are the heroes of the faith. Many of these heroes of the faith are found in Hebrews chapter 11. In Hebrews chapter 11, the author talks about Old Testament believers who were commended for their faith. People like Abraham, Isaac, Joseph, Gideon, David, Rahab is mentioned. Rahab was a prostitute in the town of Jericho who came to faith in the true God and helped the people of Israel conquer Jericho. She later married a man from the tribe of Judah and was an ancestor of Jesus. Imagine that, a former pagan, a former prostitute, was the ancestor of our Lord and Savior Jesus. The lives of these believers inspire us and affirm how awesome the life of faith truly is. They urge us to keep on going, to keep following Jesus, even when the going gets tough. Of course, these heroes are a lot different from the heroes we're used to. They're not like movie star heroes or sports heroes. movie star heroes and sports heroes draw attention to themselves by their performances. I mean, we're drawn to people like Lou Brock because of his hitting ability and his base-stealing ability. We're drawn to movie star heroes because of their ability to act. But heroes of the faith, they don't want to draw attention to themselves or what they've done. They want us to focus on Jesus and what he's done for us. They want us to focus on Jesus because, in the words of our text, Jesus is the founder and perfecter of our faith. The author tells us that Jesus is the founder of our faith because Jesus is the one who started our faith. Basically, faith is trust in someone, and Jesus engendered our trust in him because everything he did, his life, his death, his resurrection, it was done for us. His life of perfect obedience lived for us. His suffering and death on the cross, it was done for us. His resurrection 3 days later, done for us. In fact, his resurrection is the declaration that as he lives, so we shall live. We trust in Jesus because he is so trustworthy, because he cares. He's the founder, the starter, the author of our faith. The author of our text also tells us that Jesus is the perfecter of our faith. Perfecter here means one who completes what he started, one who completes what he's created. The author is stating that Jesus will walk with us, forgiving our sins and leading us in his way until finally he takes us home to heaven and raises us up on the last day, the day of his return. He perfects or completes us by taking us to his nearer presence. Heroes of the faith want us to focus and depend on Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. Heroes of the faith give all glory, honor, and worship to Jesus Christ. And we see the reason for all honor and glory going to Jesus in verse 2 of our text. In verse 2, we're told that Jesus endured the cross because of the joy set before him. Jesus despised the shame of the cross, meaning he didn't let the pain or the shame of the cross deter him from his mission. He counted it a joy to go to the cross. Now, that's odd language. I'll have to say that. That's odd language. How could Jesus be joyful when he was slapped and mocked and tortured? How could Jesus be joyful about carrying a heavy bloodstained cross to the place of execution? How could he be joyful about being nailed to a cross, abandoned by God and men, and dying a criminal's death? It was all very, very painful. Well, I think it's safe to say that Jesus didn't enjoy the pain of the cross. That wasn't his joy. Rather, what was accomplished through his cross was his joy. Your release from sin, death, and the devil was Jesus' joy. His suffering and death on the cross paid for all your sins. That was his joy. Because of his cross, you'll never suffer the agonies of hell. You'll never be forsaken by God. That was Jesus' joy. You are Jesus' joy. You're the reason Jesus lived, died, and rose again. That great cloud of witnesses, those heroes of the faith, point us to this awesome, awesome truth. Of course, not all heroes of the faith are found in the Bible. Many would consider Martin Luther a hero of the faith. He loved God's word, and he was a very courageous man. I would say that the German Lutheran princes who supported Luther when he got into trouble with the Holy Roman Emperor were heroes. I especially admire a German prince named George of Brandenburg. He was the Margrave of Brandenburg-Ansbach, a very devout Christian. In 1530, the Holy Roman Emperor, Charles V, called these German Lutheran princes to his presence in Augsburg, and he wanted them to make a statement of faith. He wanted them to explain their faith, and so they went to Augsburg. They were a little bit frightened, but they went to Augsburg. They appeared before the emperor, and he wasn't interested in hearing about their faith. He demanded that they stop their Lutheran preachers from preaching the gospel. He demanded that they stop using the German Bible. Luther had translated the Bible into German in 1522, and the Germans were using this German Bible. And the princes were dumbfounded. They were silent until George of Brandenburg stepped forward, looked the emperor in the eye, and said, "Before I give up the gospel and deny my God, I would rather kneel before your imperial majesty and let you cut off my head." The emperor was shocked. He said, No, I don't want to cut off your head." He kind of had a change of heart after that. He listened to the prince's statement of belief, which is called the Augsburg Confession. We use it to this day. More than that, God has placed a lot of people in our lives who influence our faith in very positive ways. Pastors, parents, Christian friends, Sunday school teachers. The pastor who confirmed me had a tremendous influence on my faith. When I was in confirmation class, I knew the gospel, but Pastor Eickhoff made it so clear to me. After hearing him, after understanding the gospel even better, I rejoiced in being a Christian. I thought it's the best thing in the world to be a Christian. I still feel that way. And I think family members have a tremendous influence on a person's faith. It's true, parents don't bring their children to faith in Jesus. The Holy Spirit does. But the Holy Spirit uses parents. The Holy Spirit uses parents to implant and strengthen faith within their children. When you took your children to the waters of holy baptism, the Holy Spirit created faith in their hearts, faith in Jesus within their hearts, and the Spirit used you to do that. As you bring your children to church and worship and Sunday school and midweek classes, the Holy Spirit is strengthening the faith of your children, and He's using you. As you pray at home, as you have devotions at home, as you model the faith at home, the Holy Spirit is teaching your children, using you. It's hard to believe, but you and I, everyday people, are part of that great cloud of witnesses pointing to Jesus. You know, when I was in college and seminary, I met a lot of students who were pastor's sons. These pastor's sons were studying to be pastors. And cynics would say, well, those pastor's sons were trying to create a legacy. No, they weren't. Those men began studying for the ministry because of Jesus and that great cloud of witnesses, because they experienced the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because they saw their fathers serving the Lord joyfully, because they knew the blessing of a Christ-centered family. They knew the power of God's word. That's why they began to study for the ministry, Jesus and the great cloud of witnesses. Brothers and sisters, thank God for that great cloud of witnesses, for the heroes of the faith. They don't point to themselves, but to Jesus, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Praise God. We find these witnesses, we find these heroes in the Bible. People like Abraham, Isaac, David, Peter, Paul. We find them in the history of the church. We find them in everyday life. Praise God for these witnesses. They urge us to look and to focus on Jesus. Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Look to Jesus. Fix your eyes on Jesus. There's nothing better in all the world to look at. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.